The future of farming in a changing climate. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. This is ClimateCast. Regenerative farming. It's a term we hear more often these days. But how do agriculture producers improve soils, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and keep productivity high at the same time? Mike Bredesen is an agroecologist with Agricultural Research Foundation, ACDISIS. He joins me today via Skype. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
When we talk about regenerative farming, what does that mean?
So regenerative farming is a bit of a nebulous term. You know, when you think of a term such as organic farming, it's easy to point to a designated list of characteristics that you can say this farm is certified organic and it meets these criteria. Regenerative farming, instead of a certain bar to be reached, they're on this this pathway of always improving the land that they are managing. They know that if they're using two pesticidal applications right now, their goal is to reduce that to one application and eventually eliminate that application totally.
Most of the data shows that agriculture is the third biggest emitter of greenhouse gases overall. How much potential is there for greenhouse gas reductions in the way we do food production?
Farming is like many other industries. You have a lot of fossil fuels use, which can always be reduced just by limiting, for example, the number of passes you make over a field with your tractor. But agricultural producers have a fantastic opportunity because they are stewards of a great sink that can potentially be used to store carbon, and that is the soil. In their minds, they see an opportunity. How can I use the tools that I have to store and capture as much carbon that's now in our atmosphere into the soil, not only to preserve the long-term viability of our planet and stem climate change, but also to benefit their own operations by improving the soil conditions, allowing their soils to accept more rainfall quickly, retain that rainfall, and hold on to nutrients.
Let's talk about soils. I'm curious about the reality of the way we use soils and how things like cover crops can help soils and climate at the same time.
Right. So farmers can utilize cover crops during those windows where corn and soybeans, wheat aren't growing to continue that photosynthetic process, grab carbon out of the atmosphere and put that into a stable form into the soil.
What about the big food companies? How interested are they in climate and regenerative farming practices?
Right. The large food companies are beginning to see that a changing climate is going to affect their businesses, whether they like it or not, in the very near future. And large food companies are taking lead in helping organizations such as the one that I work with and searching out those producers that are doing a fantastic job producing food profitably and high quality food at that. And they're helping us as researchers lift these producers up and helping us translate some of these wonderful findings and practices to other producers, making that transition to regenerative farming much more simple. You know, people aren't having to reinvent the wheel.
So I asked at the top of the show, how do agriculture producers improve soils and reduce greenhouse gas emissions and keep productivity high? Are all of those things possible?
They're not only producing as much or more, they're seeing that, you know, by producing and using cover crops, they're opening up more markets.
Mike Bredesen, agroecologist with Agricultural Research Foundation, ACDISIS. Thanks for joining us via Skype on ClimateCast today.
Thank you very much, Paul.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.